Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. Praise God. Didn't it rain? Praise God. And guess what? It's going to rain again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, Job. Preach rain for years and years. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. God told Noah to build an ark. And he said, preach, it's going to rain. And the people didn't want to listen. Praise God. But I'm telling you, it's going to rain again. But he said, it won't be water, but fire next time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You are listening to God's favorite ministry coming to you live tonight. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs, other than prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet? God's favorites are reaching out your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is willing to give us rest from the trials and the tribulations that we face in this life. He warns us that it's going to rain another time, but it's going to be fire next time. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. His warnings are here. And if there is anybody that's on the line tonight and don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, this is your time to get to know him. So you should press 1. Press 1 on your phone if you need prayer tonight. Praise God, to get closer to the Lord or to get to know him in a personal way. This is your time, because I'm telling you, it's going to rain. Yes, it's going to rain. Praise God. And it won't be a rain of water this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, you see, going to burn up everything. And you know, on this earth, then right now, they got everything going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we going to pray. We're going to keep on praying, keep on believing, keep on trusting in the God that we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for this time, God, that we can come before you. We thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. Lord, we just come before you with thanksgiving and praise up on our hearts and lips, oh God. Oh God, that we may glorify you, God, that we, oh God, that you be edified and magnified, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, because God, you are more than enough. And God, you told us to only ask. You said anything we ask of you, you will give it to us, and you will give it to us liberally, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins, oh God, washing us and cleansing us from all righteousness, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, God, for your unending love, oh God, for your children. We are your children. We have been set aside, set apart for your glory, God. Thank you, Father God. Father, we thank you that you chose us, oh God, to be your own. Praise God. And God, we thank you, Lord God, that you washes us and cleanses us daily. And you makes us an old God, what you want us to be. Oh, praise God. You see the finished work, Lord. And God, thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, it's perfect. Thank you, Lord God. What we can't see, you do see. We got to continue to trust in you with all our heart, our mind, and our soul, God, loving you and loving one another. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, oh God, for the love, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for the love between the brethren. Hallelujah. You said how good and pleasant it is for men to dwell together in unity. What a word. What a word. I know I do. I want to dwell with you. That's why I'm on here tonight. Praise God, because I can't do it. And we in different states, but we can. Thank God. Thank God we can come together on social media like this. Praise God. What God has made available for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. If it wasn't been for the Lord, we couldn't be here tonight. Hallelujah. But it's by his grace. Well, good evening again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's God's grace and great mercy that he has chosen this time. He said he knows everything, y'all. He knows who's going to be here, who's not going to be here. He knows. He knows everything. There's nothing he don't know. Praise God. And we thank God that he is the one that knows everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. So is there anyone on tonight? Praise God. That may have a prayer request. Praise God. Do you may press 1 on your phone now and give us that prayer request, and we will be glad to pray for you. Praise God. We're just excited that we can pray for one another, aren't you? Hallelujah. Praise God. We are excited. I know I am. I just get excited when somebody say, pray for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to pray for you. I want the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. To be blessing to his people. I can say one that I praise for you. Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah. So if there's any prayer request tonight, press 1 on your phone. Praise God. And we'll be happy. Praise God. I know I am. I'm just happy in Jesus. I see Minister Caritha. I'm going to ask her, is she available to do the prayer request tonight?
Yes.
Great. Oh, thank you. Thank you, my sisters. Oh, y'all don't know what. If y'all don't know Minister Caritha, she just a precious praying soul. Praise God. This woman of God, she just awesome. I love her. Yes, I love her dearly. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Is there any prayer request? Let me look here and see if there's any hands up. If you have a hand up, if you haven't put your prayer request in, press 1. We see... right now, Minister Sharon, go ahead, honey.
Good evening, everyone. I just would like to put Minister Zadie Alford on the altar, and I would like to put my friend Joyce and her son Tevis, who is battling demons in his head, excuse me, and my pastor, Pastor Timothy Stratt, on the altar. Amen.
Amen. All right. And the next person we have is Sister Rebecca. Go for it.
Good evening, everyone. I'm just asking for prayer for myself, my unsaved children as well, asking that the Lord would strengthen me in my walk with him. I've just been having some things on my mind dealing with my church. So I'm asking the Lord to give me guidance and to strengthen me. Thank you.
Amen. All right. Thank you. All right. Sister Bowman, go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. I would like prayer for my family and this special young lady, Tiara Smith and Tarika Williams, and their families, and lift the whole young generation up in prayer because they very need it. Thank y'all.
Is there anyone else before we go on? Praise God. You may press 1 on your phone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, okay. We're going to turn it over to Minister Caritha Gatlin. Thanks. Go forth.
Amen. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an amazing God you are. You're so amazing. You're the one who made the sun, the moon, the stars. You're the one who created everything and said that it is good. Everything you made is good. Oh, my God, we just love and adore you. We bless you tonight, oh, God. We come to honor you. We come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for who you are. You are Lord God Almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. So, Father, tonight, we don't know if we've erred against you. So we pray for every error, every transgression. We ask forgiveness, abominations, iniquities. Forgive us, Lord. in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, oh God, for every error. Forgive us. Have mercy upon us, oh God. You are God, and you are God alone. And we thank you, Lord God, that you said where two or more gathered together in your name, you're in the midst. So, Father, we thank you today. I thank you for my precious sister, Minister Sharon, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, she's requesting special prayer for our sister, Sister Zadie Alfred. You know Sister Zadie. You're there with her. There's no place that you're not. You're omnipresent. I lift up Sister Zadie, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in her absence tonight, and I ask you to touch her body in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for what you're doing in Sister Zadie, Lord God. We all stand in the need of prayer. But Lord, right now, we come before you in the name of Jesus on behalf of our sister. You said the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. So we're thanking you for Sister Zadie Alfred's help, strength. Bless her family, her husband, children, the whole family in the name of Jesus. So, Father, move by your spirit. Move by your spirit. Everything that concerns her concerns you in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing in Sister Zadie Alfred. We lift up Sister Sharon's friend in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you know her friend. You know what her friend's going through. You know everything. You knew it before the foundations of the earth. There's nothing you don't know. So we thank you for our friend's healing, emotional, physical, psychological, spiritual, in every way. Draw our friend closer to you, oh God, like never before. Draw, draw. You are drawing, God. You're able to draw people close to you. You're able to call them out of the dark way into your marvelous light. So we thank you for our friend, oh God, worshiping you, honoring you like never before. We lift up Minister Sharon's pastor. You know him. You said you call apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, missionaries, all the, you know, the fivefold ministry, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for the evangelist in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our pastor who has a special calling upon his life in the name of Jesus. We thank you for restoration, restoring his health, his family, oh God. We bring everybody at the church before you, Father God, particularly the head of the church, the pastor. And you are the head of the pastor in the name of Jesus. So may he continually follow after righteousness in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Sister Rebecca, Lord. You know Sister Rebecca. Oh, God, she's your daughter and your very elect daughter, chosen by you. Many are called, but few are chosen. She's chosen by you. And, Lord, she's asking prayer for her children, the ones that's not saved, whether they're spiritual, physical, I don't know, but you know in the name of Jesus. So we ask you to call them in. Let them be no more prodigal children in her family or in all of our families, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, she's concerned about a matter at her church. And, Lord, you're the head of the church in the name of Jesus, and she needs strength. She need guidance, Lord. She need direction, Lord, as to what you want her to do concerning this matter. Everything that concerns us concern you. So, Father, I thank you that the answer is right there. And I thank you that she'll reach and pull it down from the spirit into the natural. In the name of Jesus. Everything that's troubling her concerning her church, we cut it off at the root right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you said, forgive those who say all manner of evil against us for your name's sake, in the name of Jesus. So we pray for our enemies, those who come against, those who are opposing us. And we say, last day, devil, you will not oppose us anymore. You will not. Your tactics don't work no more. We belong to the Most High God. We will honor him. We will bless him. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for Sister Bowman, this mighty woman of God, who lost her life mate recently, Lord God. So, Father, I thank you, oh God, for strengthening her. Oh God, I thank you. Say, weep with those who weep, but joy cometh in the morning. Give her joy. Give her joy. Give her joy. And, Lord, I thank you for her family, her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. Lord, she remembers your word, and she prays for her family. She prays continually. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, effectual fervent prayer. She prays daily for the body of Christ, oh, God. So I lift up Tiara Smith and the person she asked prayer for. You know Tiara, Lord. You know Tiara. You know her. You know what Tiara Smith is going through. You know what she's standing in need of. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for Tiara Smith. Oh, God, you know her. You know her family. You know everything she's going through. So, Father, we leave it at your feet. Your yoke is easy. Your burdens are light. We lift up Tamika. You know Tamika, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, if they're not saved, if Tiara's not saved, or Tamika, we call them saved. We call it forth right now. Salvation for them. Healing for them. Deliverance for them. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, they must be young people because she asked for prayer for the younger generation. We decree and declare that the younger generation will come in thousands by the millions. They'll raise holy hands. They'll pray in the name of Jesus. They'll pray. They'll begin to call on your name like never before. They will humble themselves before you. We call them out of darkness. We call them out of the dark way. They will not be attracted to the dark way no more. They'll be attracted to the light. The light of God is shining upon them, and the darkness will flee. Every way that they are serving the devil, oh God, we cut it off at the root. We decree and declare our young people are in a safe place. The devil's trying to kill off the generations, even starting in the womb. So we decree and declare that the babies will live all the way through the young adults in the name of Jesus. They will live and they will not die. They will declare your works in the name of Jesus. We cover them with the blood in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. I told y'all this is a praying woman. Praise God. Yes. She prayed for you. Hallelujah. Believe God. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to ask Minister Keys, will she sing us a praise song at this time?
Hey, can you hear me, Sister Vivian?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't know my story. All the things that I've been through, you can't feel my pain, or what I had to go through to get here. You'll never understand my praise, so don't try to figure it out, because my worship, my worship is for real. Because my worship is for real. You don't know my story, all the things that I've been through. You can't feel my pain, of what I had to go through to get here. You'll never understand my praise, so don't try to figure it out. Because my worship is for real. Because my worship is for real. I've been through too much not to worship him. I've been through too much not to worship him. You've been through too much not to worship him. You've been through too much not to worship him.
Amen, amen. You've been through too much. God, praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I tell you, that was just awesome. You don't know what I'm going through. I know this went out to someone that's listening tonight. That's what the Holy Spirit just said. This went out to Minister Zadie and who all else, and may be facing some problem, but your worship is for real. Nobody knows the pain. Nobody knows the suffering that you goes and what you faces in life. Nobody but you and God. Nobody knows. He knows because he knows all things. Praise God. We thank you, Minister Keys, for that lovely and wonderful song. Thank you, Minister Pavika, for praying for the prayer request. And thank everyone that had a prayer request and didn't give it, and all those that did give, that God knows. God knows everything. And he can touch you right where you hurt. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's nothing God don't know. That's what I love about it. God knows all things. Hallelujah. Well, tonight is family night. Praise God. When we give honor to the family. God, always the second Sunday in the month. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to start off by giving a testimony. I was talking with my son, and, you know, when your children get grown, sometimes you just have to talk to them or admit some things to them. Praise God. Hallelujah. But let me pray over the message before I give it. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you, Lord God, for your word. For it is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Thank you, Lord God, that you lead us into all truth. Let me speak, O God, as the oracle, as you would have me to speak concerning your people. In Jesus' name, amen. By the way, I was talking to my son the other day, and I was telling him that his daughter was screaming at her baby, and the baby was crying. She said, "My mama screams at me, and sometimes I'm not guilty. I didn't do it," she said. And I told my son, I said, she need to check herself because she's uptight. And sometimes we do scream, but we shouldn't. When we shouldn't, he said, the baby will be all right. I said, but you don't know what damage it can do to her. She's crying and letting you know I didn't do it. I said, we are parents. We make mistakes. There's no perfect parent. There's no perfect person. And I said, son, even you are grown. I have to repent to you maybe for something I've done to you, and it's still in your heart. But I still ask your forgiveness. And one day I pray that this granddaughter will recognize that she's taking out some of her anger on her daughter. And the child is trying to tell her, "Mama, I didn't do it." And she cries because she's hurting. And I said, we face hurts and trials in this lifetime. And we make mistakes as parents. And I want you to know that. We are to edify, edification, even in marriage, we need to edify one another. The Bible says this edification brings two people together into such close relationships. The two become one. Everything one does affects the other, and that's what I was trying to tell him. Things that we do affects that person. The screaming can affect this young baby. She's only about 6 or 7 years old. Praise God. Hallelujah. Each spoken word carries power to either build up or tear down. The Bible tells us to watch our words, what comes out of the mouth. Praise God.
So the word edify in various forms occurs several times in the New Testament. It is a translation of okimon from okios, praise God. I think we mentioned that last month. But I just wanted to tell you that we need to edify one another instead of hurting one another, praise God. We hurt each other as grown-ups sometimes. We say words that hurt sometimes, praise God. We need to know the commitment to one another. Marriage is a covenant. The covenant represents an agreement, a pledge, a commitment which obligates a husband and a wife to one another. We have children. We are obligated to them to raise them. God told us in Proverbs how to raise those children up in the admonition of the Lord. Children are hurting out here today. You asking, why do we have so much murder? Why do we have children are hurting this because sometimes I'm not going to go home. We have to go back and look in the mirror and let the mirror reflect ourselves, just like I told my son. We all have made mistakes. When you want to take a good look at yourself, take a good look at yourself in the mirror. You will find some flaws. Praise God. Hallelujah. The covenant represents an agreement, a pledge, a commitment, which obligates the husband and the wife together. The vows are the terms of covenant. They reflect the heart of love that each other has for the other. Our love toward our husband, our love toward our wife, our love toward our children. Yes, children don't get on your nerves. Yes, children are going to do some things that you are not pleased with. But we still have to, if we are in the Lord, we have to find that control to help us have control over our flesh, to not to lash out or to beat or harm. Praise God. The vows are terms of covenant. They reflect the heart of love that each other has toward the other. They involve setting aside a previous tie in order to form a new trust in life. When you train your children, you are setting up ties that will last for a lifetime, that they'll always come back to you. When my son and I talk, we never leave each other and unless we tell each other we love you. I love you, son. I love you. I asked him yesterday, he told me something, and I said, what am I going to do with you? I'm talking about my son behind the prison wall, matter of fact. He said, Mama, you ain't going to do nothing with me but love me. I said, you're so right. That's one thing, and we laughed. You know, it's such a blessing to have a child that you can laugh and talk with and let them know that you love them. Let them know that you still love them. No matter what the situation may be, you love them. Praise God. Hallelujah. That involves setting aside sometimes things that you might have, you wanted to do or didn't do. You just don't feel like being bothered, but sometimes you can set aside time. Just a man will leave his father and mother and will cling to his wife, and the wife will leave the covering of her parents and be joined to her own husband. And we have many women, when they get married, they still want to hold on to mama. But no, we have to follow Bible principles. Sometimes there are women that is a mother's child, and they don't really want to leave. They want to bring all that they have over into the marriage. But no, your husband has to come first. They will make all human relationships secondary to their own. Genuine commitment to one another creates security and wards off many demons. Because if you don't follow God's rules, praise God, you, the demon spirit, Satan, and all of his imps gonna get in there and try to tear up and disrupt everything. Praise God. Ah, praise God. A beautiful example of this occurred in the lives of young couples who are about to experience birth of their first child. There is always some kind of distraction. Who's gonna chastise the child and all of that? And sometimes there is jealousy there, praise God, in chastising the child. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the scripture, praise God, teaches us, praise God, how that the man is first and the woman. And we are not to take sides and make that child feel like, oh, well, come on here. I'm not going to let him do this to you. We got to recognize headship. The husband is headship. As I said, the Bible is a mirror. We look into that mirror. When you look into that mirror, it will not lie to you. It will tell you exactly what you look like. If you want to acknowledge what you're looking at. If you want to acknowledge, come on somebody. Lots of times we don't want to acknowledge what we're looking at. But the mirror tells the truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may not like what you see, but if you want to change, the mirror will guide you. Amen? Praise God. It will guide the husband. It will guide the wife. And it will guide the children. Praise God. If you have a smudge on your face, the mirror will show you where it is and when it is finally cleansed away. Do you ever look in the mirror? I do. Yes. In the mirror. That's why I can tell my son, I'm sorry for a lot of things maybe I did that wasn't pleasing to you. Because I have gone before God and asked him to wash away all my sins. Now I did it in the flesh to you. But I've already gone before God. See, that's where we lie, people. That's how we can get blessed. Because we got to repent sometimes of a lot of our sins that we have committed. And we still are here in the flesh. We still are going to commit some sins that God's not pleased with. But thank God for his grace and his mercy. If you have, if you look in the mirror, it will show you where it is and when it is finally cleansed away. The way to get the mirror to do its work for you is to stay before it doing what you know it needs to be done until it is all cleansed away. You got to look in your heart. You got to look into your heart. If you have envy in your heart, you need to ask God to remove it. James, you can find that in James 1, 23 through 25. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at yourself. Don't throw the ball at somebody else. You know, I find many marriages, they can point the wrong to the husband. But no, let's stop pointing at this time in life. Let's start looking on oneself. Praise God. Government is established for purpose of function. It is not set up properly. It cannot function properly. Every government must have a head, whether his title be king, president, governor, mayor, or something else. The husband is designated by God as the head of government. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is also the head of the church, he himself being the savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, So also wives ought to be subject to their own husband in everything, God said. And that's in Ephesians 5:23. Praise God. We have to learn that we need to be subject to some things. We have to learn that we just can't go and think that we can take over everything and be head of everything. Praise God. We have to find our rightful place sometimes so that children can come in place. Our children are out of order for a purpose and a reason. Praise God. The 12 disciples on at least one occasion debated among themselves as to which one was the greatest. As they began to understand that Jesus was the Messiah and would eventually rule the whole world, they began to jostle for position. James and John were maneuvering for position at the right and the left side of the throne. They became jealous. They became jealous. They became jealous. I'm talking about two brothers. Can't we see that in our world? Therefore, Jesus found it necessary to set them an example of headship and servitude, which is an example for all headship. Hallelujah. We have to learn that, hallelujah, there is a headship, and we need to learn to obey headship. And that's in John 3:5, and it reads like this: Jesus, knowing that the Father has given all things to his into his hand, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, and taking a towel, he girded himself about. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with his towel, which was he was girded. Jesus became a servant. We have to learn sometimes. We have to take some things and be a servant in order to keep peace, but we not. Oh, I'm just not going to let him tell me this. I'm not just going to let, oh, that I'm doing. Our mouth can go as fast as the enemy wanted to go. We have to find that servitude. Notice that Jesus was fully aware who he was. He was the Son of God who had to come down from God and was going back to God, and one whom the Father had placed in authority over all things. It was in full recognition of his headship that he humbled himself and performed one of the lowest services. Then he gave his disciples the teaching. Jesus became a servant, and what he is trying to teach us, to learn how to become a servant. Learn how to be humble. Learn how to be under authority. Learn how to be subject to one another. You don't have to lord over anybody else. I can be a servant to Sister Gwen. I can be a servant to Minister Bowman. I can be a servant to all of you that's on this phone. And I notice all of you, when I ask you to do something, you just faithfully does it. So pleased with that. God is so pleased that we can serve one another. Y'all just don't know what you're doing when you do it. That is servitude. Oh, my God. Y'all gonna make me cry. Pray, God. This is servitude. Learning how to be servants to one another, serving one another in love and gratitude to one another. Because you don't know how I hurt. I don't know how you are hurting, what you're going through right now. I don't know everybody's pain. That's what I said to you earlier. We can pray. I'm so glad that we can pray for one another. I hear Sister Rebecca all the time. She say, pray for her children. Surely we want to pray for her children because we want her children, praise God, to be saved. We want all of our children to be saved. God said it. God said, I'll save you and your household. It may not look like it, but we don't know what God is doing in the spirit as we pray for one another. The word say, you call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I gave you an example that you also should do it as I did for you. And that's in John 13. On second Saturday in January, we're going to wash one another's feet here at the house. We wish that you could be here, but we know that you can't because you are in different parts of the country. But we do have feet washing here every year. Praise God. We humble ourselves and drag around on the floor. Oh, well, we're not worried about it. We just want to be there to pray for one another and touch one another. Did we worry about COVID? No. Last year? No. We washed one another's feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we felt good and thankful that we could do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. God expresses his wrath against shepherds of Israel because they abused their headship by failure to serve their flock. A man's family is his flock, and his wife is his number one sheep. A man should reflect on his wife as his number one person to serve because God gave her to him as a gift. And he is to be so thankful and so grateful what God has done. In Ezekiel 34, 1 and 2, the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to those shepherds, thus says the Lord God, woe shepherds of Israel who have been feeding themselves should not be shepherds fed of flock. This passage goes on to warn the shepherds who fail to minister to those that are sick. That's why we pray for you. I don't want to be a shepherd and don't want to pray for you. Praise God. To seek those who are lost. And as I said, if there was anybody on here that didn't know Jesus, this was your time. And together those that are scattered. Sometimes I call some that's missing. I don't call them, I text them and let them know I miss them if they don't come on. Because of the shepherd's selfishness concern for himself rather than for those under his headship, the sheep become a prey to the beast of the field. We don't know trying to do to you when you are not here. We don't know what you're going through. The devil may be beating you up so bad, and he may cause you to fall away. We don't want anybody to fall away. Praise God. Hallelujah. The beast of the field represents the devil, who is the enemy of the family, the roaring lion, roaring about, seeking whom he may devour. Unless the husband and father cares for his family, its members will suffer need, which will make them open game for the devil. God will hold such men accountable. Let us try to stay close to one another in times like these. In times like these, when the enemy, praise God, is trying to steal, heal, and destroy, he doesn't want us to come together, really, really, no. Enemy does not want us to come together. He wants us to be scattered. But I want to let you know tonight, I love you. I love you. And I want to stay close. Praise God. I don't want the enemy to get into your house and try to scatter your house, which he will try to.
But when we bind together in love, praise God, the ropes get tighter. We swell again. Thank you so much. Oh, praise God. Thank you so much for coming on tonight and being with me. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. And may he give you peace in Jesus' name. Praise God. May you go and may you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising and your sitting down. The devil has no authority over you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. And I pray that you will be right back here with me next Sunday. If you want to help me teach this message, well, come on. Let's get on board. Praise God. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.
Love y'all. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Love you. Good night.